America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
You mentioned something to me when we both arrived at the studio today. And you know, these stories come up in our lives and stuff and how they affect people. This is something that we should really bring up on the air.
Yeah, and I go back and forth on this. So I went to all-girls Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm.
And every month they send out an alumni newsletter, and they always have beautiful photos of the girls' weddings and baby announcements and job promotions, just all the good news and all the wonderful things that our alumni have done. And certainly there's a long list of it and everything like that. So we have a woman, she's about 2 years older than I am, and she is a lesbian, and she recently got married. She also married someone, this was another issue, she married someone who is Jewish. She submitted her photo and her wedding announcement to the high school to be put in the alumna newsletter, and it was not included. When she contacted the school, they said it was an oversight.
Oh, really?
That's what they said. But there's obviously some theory.
An oversight of omission, that's what it was.
Yeah, yes. This was deliberately not included because they're gay is really...
Doesn't go along with the old narrative, as they say.
We're just going to flat out say it. It is a Catholic school.
Right.
They're a private institution.
Right.
And so I guess to a degree they have the right to do whatever they would like.
Mm-hmm.
The other side is certainly that our whole time there, they, you know, always tell us, you know, we are sisters for life. We are a community. We support one another. And for the most part, we do. And I can't say that I was surprised that they didn't include it. And at the same time, I kind of was.
See, it's an interesting thing because, all right, you try to realize it is 2017. It is now the law of the land and the world is changing. And even if you go through deep Catholic teachings, there are things that are changing. What did Pope Francis say must be forgiven only about 3 months ago? He addressed the abortion issue, which you never thought would be addressed by
right.
the Catholic Church. He has not really addressed this issue of gay marriage.
He
has somewhat. He hasn't categorically said, hey, come on in. The
no,
day when you can get married
in
the church,
no.
That's when it's completely changed.
No, well, and I don't ever expect that to. I really don't. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I don't take issue with the church as an institution holding
right.
that as a belief. But it is, as you said, legal in this country, and that's good. That's how it should be.
And so this woman simply exercised her legal right to marry someone who she loves.
Yes.
All right. It does not go along with Catholic teaching, but an opportunity to simply recognize an important part in an alumna's life. Why not?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I just, you know, going back to the Pope, I mean, he did say something to the effect of, you know, we're not trying to ostracize people here. We are not pushing people out of the church because they're gay.
You're right. It was essentially a don't ask, don't tell situation.
Yes, it really was. It was like, listen, we're not, you know, we're not going to tell people that they can't come to church or that, you know, they shouldn't mm-hmm. be participating otherwise if that's their lifestyle.
Yes. I mean, the Catholic Church has had many things go on in the past 20 years
yeah.
that have had people turn away and walk away from the church.
Yes.
If you have any question what we're talking about, watch the movie Spotlight, okay? Now, exactly. The school, by putting this wedding announcement in its newsletter or on a website or whatever, they're not condoning the marriage. What if this was a conventional marriage of a girl and a guy and everybody knew that the guy was just a really nasty, terrible, awful person? You know what? Boy, he's got some track record, but yeah, they're still married. We're going to announce it. If the only reason why it was omitted is because this is a lesbian relationship, that is inherently wrong. I know what the teaching of the Catholic Church is, but you're still, it's an alumna. Come on, you know.
Well, and you know, and I always go back, you know, when people used to argue that if, you know, if gay marriage is legal, it's going to ruin marriage. If Kim Kardashian has not ruined the institution of marriage at this point, I don't know who else could, really.
Right, and Nancy,
but
you're
it's
right.
really, you know, if there's anyone else, any other more traditional marriage could just as easily end in divorce, which is also
and
frowned
most of them
upon.
Do. Yeah, oh yeah.
So what difference did it make?
Right, it doesn't make any difference. And you know, the whole concept, the institution of marriage is now destroyed. Why? Does it affect your marriage? No. Does it affect my marriage? No. If two people that I'm never going to meet, I live in New Jersey, two people in California get married, it's never going to affect me if they're a heterosexual couple or if they are a homosexual couple. It does not ruin the... Listen, there are so many things in this country, divorce, Kim Kardashian, ruining marriage. The fact that two people that love each other, that are, I'm sorry, born this way, it is who you love.
Yes.
You cannot change your wiring. You are a woman. I am a man. We can never change that, okay?
No.
All right, and nor should you try. So if you were born of a certain way where, you know what, I found this person, I fell in love with this person, this might sound really sappy, and I'm sorry, but you know what? What the hell is wrong with a little love in this world?
I kind of always say the same thing. You know what? For all the nastiness that is in this world,
right,
what is wrong with two people who love each other?
That decided, really? We're committed to each other. We want to spend the rest of our lives together.
You know, you're talking about sane adults of sound, like, yeah. You know, it's not because, and then, yeah, that's my other favorite example. Oh, well, you know, who says I can't marry my goat? Well, the goat didn't give you permission. That's why.
That's true. And the goat just wasn't really that attractive.
But it's just, you know.
Boy, look at that goat. My goodness. You can take the same argument. Let's go back 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
When, you know what? Someone of one race couldn't marry someone of another race.
My marriage would have been illegal.
There you go. Thank you very much. Okay. And that exactly is what I was getting to. That was so wrong back then. Nowadays, it's not even given a different
Nobody
thought.
Bats an eye at it.
Other than just some nasty racist lunatic that is stuck in 1946. But is that going to be the way that we look at gay marriage 30 years out? When my son and eventually your kids will grow up and live right. in a different world, are they going to look back and say, oh my God, can you imagine how these people were thinking back then? How could they be so Neanderthalish?
Homosexuality is not like a new trend that just came around.
That's
it's not
exactly
like bell-bottom
right.
pants.
That's exactly right.
People have been doing this for a long time.
Right, okay. Go back and take a look at cultures a long, 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 long time ago.
I mean, any ancient culture had this going on. And,
right.
And acceptable, perfectly normal.
Right, for some reason, our culture was very uncomfortable with the concept of homosexuality pretty much from when we first stepped shore back up in Massachusetts
yeah.
back in the day, okay? Now, it's a lot different now, and we've come a long, long way, but there is still a long way to go. But for an institution, a school, where that person came to the school, was a good citizen of the school, paid their tuition for 4 years, and it wasn't cheap, I would imagine, and actually had to buy the plaid skirts and actually wear the plaid skirts,
yep.
which is the worst thing about going to an all-girls Catholic school, because you never get that pattern out of your mind.
No, you don't.
Right? And she's lucky she actually found someone to marry her, as did you, after having to wear that for so long, because you have been so indelibly scarred because of that.
I love uniforms.
You
I think
do?
Uniforms are a great idea.
I think we should get you a school uniform and you should wear it on the show. When we go video, I think you need to be here in a nice little white blouse, little jumper, little plaid.
Everyone needs to understand that this is not the Britney Spears version.
I know. I'm letting myself go way off the beaten path with this.
Yeah.
What kind of a reaction has this gotten from other people that have gone to the school?
So basically the kind of call went out among the other alumna to contact the school and say, listen, you know, and not in anger, but just, listen, we're really disappointed that you would ostracize her in this way, because she is our sister. She is mm-hmm. a member of this community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her marriage deserves the same recognition as any one of ours.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and it's not, like you said, you're printing it in the alumni newsletter. It's going to a couple hundred people. And no, it's not an endorsement or, you know, a stamp of okay. But the fact of the matter is it happened one way or the other. So,
yeah.
And if she would like it to be included, she deserves that.
Somebody in my graduating class in high school was sent to prison for murdering his wife.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. All right. It was a pretty infamous case in New Jersey about 5 or 6 years ago. It was called the Frying Pan Murder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So now it seems like that person has been kind of removed from, you know, any kind of mention or whatever. That's a different situation. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that is a horrible, heinous act.
I was going to say, yes.
Your situation of two people simply falling in love and getting married in a lawful way in 2017, I'm sorry, that doesn't need to be excluded. You can commemorate the event without, if you don't want to support it in any way because it goes against your religious beliefs, that's fine. But that's the issue with a lot of these religious schools. You've got to kind of modernize the thinking, because I don't know about your old school. My old school, the enrollment is down. Okay. It just is. It's the way it is. And because.
Well, not, I mean, Catholic schools are closing left and right.
They are. All right. Because they're quite expensive and because it just isn't as much of a priority for parents to put their children in quote unquote religious high school education any longer. All right. I appreciate where I went because, you know what, there was a certain morality that existed at the school that at that time didn't exist at the public school in town. It just didn't.
I will be perfectly honest with you. I stand by this statement strongly. I absolutely got a better education than my public school.
Yes.
I absolutely got a better education. More was expected of me, more was demanded of me, and more came out of me because of it.
And we both ended up in the same spot. We both ended up in the same university, and I felt prepared. I did. Academically, I was ready for the next step.
Absolutely.
So if these schools can provide that step up academically, maybe it's time for them to step up socially as well.
Yeah. You're going to probably take more flack for this having omitted it, and it's going to become a bigger deal and get more attention than had they just printed the little 2x4 square with the announcement in it.
Archie Bunker went, look what they put in there, and it would have been forgotten about 5 minutes later. Just do it and move on.
Yeah.
All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kyra DeFalco.
This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.